We're up to Daf Chavav Taisus. We're going to review Taisus and Daf Chavheim and Beis. It's Negeya Tar Sugya. Ahu Abavanka, which is that Rashi said in the second Lashon that he found in Hilchos Gedolos, that Avanka is like an achsaja, was like overhang or a kuba that the kings do in the middle of the orchard. And Rav Huna went and made poles less than three tvachim. And didn't want to be soymich on the Avanka because it's hukar b'seif yashav, because it's mechitza that's asui lenachas that sneezes, he fears ois. So he made a roadway of poles, less than three, from the opening of the orchard till the Bavanka. And if the Bavanka was standing in the part, if the Bavanka was standing in the middle of the orchard, even if it was standing from the side of the orchard, it wouldn't have to make Ishvel. Wouldn't have to make a pathway, only to be mechalik the orchard and to make it less than two saw. Even though the heck of Avanka was done on Nachas Atzni, so it would be mutter the total came that was a shavus in it. And these pears, the Beituri, which were the seeds that they used to leave for the, as we saw the picture on the Chavav and Aleph, the Mavis had like a bunch of areas where they had seeds, it's more the base time. Therefore, they had to make a bima'arav each shchuna, or they couldn't do it together for came that shavus abayis. Rabbi took him out and he held that the heck of the Avanka is considered hukar adira, even though it's hukar b'seif yashav. It must be that they knew that Rabbi was matar because of the Avanka and not because of hukar b'seif pasach. It helps since we compare it to adrachlin, which is a mechitza that's made to protect from the sun. A mechitza is done for storage because it's not shaykh to ask hukar b'seif pasach. Or maybe there was no opening on any house. Or we could say Avanka means they first settled and then they surrounded it. And they didn't know if Rava was saying Chanukul Sev Pasach or there was a bias Pasach to it. Or in the Bavanka. And he asked from Ir Chadasha, which is Hukul Sev Yashav, doesn't help. Avad the Hukul Sev Pasach. And then he asks, Avavanka is Naksan Mechitza, because it's also the Naksan Sneez. But Nisanel explains that he made Konakan Vosvashlesh, that he was marking from the Kaisal 4 to he matter the whole orchard. And the bias was Surah. Now it's considered Pasach of Sev Hukav. Rava holds you don't need anything because of Ankara, even though it's Hukar B'Seif Pasach, it doesn't help. Hukar B'Seif Yashav does help. We have Tosfos on Chavav Amar Aleph. Tosfos says, Ma'arav for the whole city, Arsaisa. Rashi explains, wasn't matter the amount of the whole city together, even though it was a small city. We learned later on. We see Irshaktani could not make an error in the whole thing. Taisa says in Perikets Ma'abram, we say the Sharabim, the Rabbi Ravu says you can be Ma'ar for the whole town Arsaisa, because each one is a shear for his friend for the other city, and Irshiyachah doesn't need shear unless it was Sharabim first. And the Vada was Sharabim, and earlier it was also Mashmah that was Sharabim by Avulud Mechuzah, which says if not for the doors are locked at night, we would say Al Tzchayav is Sharabim because there's 600,000 people. Nevertheless, if not for the fact that there was fruit for the oxen, we would be able to be Ma'ar of the whole city. If not for those ditches. And you would leave over 50 dirhams according to Yehuda or 3 chatzayas according to Shimon. The Beitur Rashi explains Mechuzah was a city that didn't have a wall, and the main Mechitza on the top of the Mavah to each side to watch the seeds. It's not considered Mechitza to even start with the Mavah and to make the whole city as one, because the heck was not done because of the city only to watch the fruit of the oxen. As Mashmir wants to say, the hookah before Yeshua Inner, because if it's hookah afterwards, it becomes. Because in the city, it's a mechitza malis, Taisa says, because the lost is mashma nostalka, because if they were taken by the fruits, it would be a mechitza malis. According to Rashi, even if there wasn't fruit, it wouldn't be motu, because it's hukar b'seif yashav. Also, Rashi explains, mechuzah doesn't have a chayma, he doesn't like it, because we see earlier, abul de mechuzah, if not for the doors locked at night, and it looks like it's mechefas chayma, after it was in Siyasha, we'd be able to make an Erev together, if not for the fruit of the Torah that was between one shkuna and another shkuna, according to the length of the Mavah, and it would be more than Beis Ha'ah and Deep Ten. You wouldn't be able to make an Erev from one Arsa to another, also because you can't even talk to from one to the other, because the Peiris is a Karf of Yesim Beis Ha'ah. It's not similar to a pile of fruit earlier, which is Roy Lamai Chaladmi. Even though it has Mechitza, it doesn't help at all, because Mechitza is that meant for storage. Rashi explains Perikets Marvin because the fruit that's mafsik. And you can't go from one shkun to another shkun. It's like a ditch that's between two chatzes. We see later on that you have to make two separate areas that can't be out of one. Here's not mashma because the fruit, it's only because it's a mischitza sui lenachas. Last tosis on this Amid. Nam Besa also loy lahem. And you can't see the Mishnah speaking of this Mavatl and Mephorish Shuz Besa, because if not, why didn't you find anybody else? Another corroboration. Or as Mashna Mishnah speak about even Besasim, even if it's sealed. Now we have Tosfos on Daf Chavav Amud Beis. Lemitzos lechar, I couldn't find anything to corroborate, which is really shaykh to the Mishnah. That's Dafka was Talmidim, and says, B'chal Shah, Achabos, it's of Lezma Yankov, and he was moided to me. Or I didn't find the chava, they heard it from Lezma. So we said, Atzaf secharuzai, so Rashi explains, it's a thick grass that grows around the palm tree and it wraps around and goes like a vine. The reed doesn't like it because the perikal shows, we say, just like matzah is a type of plant, so tovar is also means run. And over there we see charchamin is a tzavsa dikla. Could be there were two types, two minim, both wrap around the palm tree. And one was charchavina, and one was called arkava arkavnan. This is the end of Tosfos, oisin pasen. Tosfos bakol ma'arav, the new perik, Rashi explains, Erev Chatzeres and Tchumen. It doesn't like it because Erev Chatzeres need bread. Kulam perik adar, and this whole Perik is speaking about there is mushroom that's only tchumen, not like rash. Nakoyim beisapras, that says m'sach nasalik beis. It says oinim mitzvah beisapras, but it says that they weren't the chum didn't shtel their words makom karas, meaning they didn't say it's tamei because of karas. If you want to do a carbon pesach, he's mashma. Even mishul erev they weren't ma'amid devarim. It has nothing to do with karas. And also over there by mechitza, by bedikar, by Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda speaking about where he's boydik. It says a base of process. It says Rosham B'Sham said that you're boydik like a psachim, and we're not boydik like a truman. It says why boydikin? Rabbi Yehuda says Rishmul he blow by all base brass and it goes. Even though it explains of the perik bas the holos, then the swish the kates boydik brings dirt that he could do hesed and he puts into a sieve which has very thin holes and he smooths it out. If there's an etzik besaretz tameh, that's bedika. Meir is speaking about if he was already over. Because Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about if he wants to be over. And here I speak about my boy, if he wants to be over. So it says, this that we say over there, that Laimid Devrem Makam Karas is because there is also Karas for those that make face of a Tumma. Therefore, Dafka is a Pesach, they weren't the Oimid Devrem. Even though there's a Karas, since it didn't make a Pesach, could be a Karas. But you're not boiling like a Tumma, even though there's no Karas like a Tumma. Since there's Misa, they're Shemayim, they're Mid Devrem. This was Sitaka Chayim Bekaydish. Those that make Pesach, they weren't. Mamad Devrayim Makam Karas, meaning even Makam Karas Lechatuma, Hamid Devrayim Makam Misa. Meaning even though there is no Karas, only Misa as we explained. But here the Tumas Kohen, there's no Karas, only Alav, there weren't Mamad Devrayim Makam Mitzvah. Even if they were Ma'arav Dvar Ashus, or Chidimon Sid La'arav Dvar Mitzvah, as we've seen Perikhet Rishtatvin, by Mitzvah Rabbah, even without Nifuach blowing, it would be more to, for instance, he wants to go learn Torah, to marry a woman, or to judge and argue with them, to be Matzah Miyadam, as we see Mitzvah Dizor, Perik Mishitzu. Since it doesn't bring over there, they review this mashmah without blowing it and checking it out. Therefore, he mentions also these mitzvahs. He doesn't mention other ones. So too, we find that it's called the breeze. They're matim tomer derabonim peg mishmesi. They used to jump over the arenas. We have one more toisus on daf chav zayin amud alav. Nipnei shiyochal lochutz v'leich lechal. But if not for that, it wouldn't be an erev. Even though it's chazli so, because he's in one place and it's erev in another place. That's also the reason of Tanakam, that's not an Erev, not because he holds like Sumchus. But Rebbe Yehuda's Mashgiach, he holds like Sumchus, and says, V'lecha, to eat. So to the Braisa later on, it says, Ma'am the Kohen Torah, but Truma Torah, is Mashgiach, there has to be something that he's able to eat. And since the Nozer can't eat, or Kohen can't eat, they're suppressed, so therefore, it would be us. So we have a Machlaikis, what exactly the reason is why he can go into the Beis HaChaim, the Beis HaKvaros, to do it. This is the end of Tosfos, Daf, Chof, Vav.